Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going right back to your phone calls, the final point I didn't make about the global pedophile Luciferian devil rings running the planet is that top psychologists have said this. You can pull up the news articles that the TSA groping of children is pedophile training and should be illegal. It is illegal. State of Texas tried to enforce the law. The feds threatened a blockade of the state. And that's why this new video up on drudgereport.com from Infowars.com is so important. TSA agents pat down 2- and 6-year-old children. And it's continuing, even though they said they stopped. So there you go. They kind of backed off for a while. They're back. And I'm not saying the TSA people that do it are all pedophiles. I'm saying the practice is a joke and a fraud when the government runs Al-Qaeda. Here's the Daily Mail article. Benghazi attack could have been prevented if U.S. hadn't switched sides in the war on terror and allowed 500 million of weapons to reach Al-Qaeda militants. The government arms Al-Qaeda, but says your 2-year-old's diaper has to be checked. This is about training you that you're a prisoner, period. And it's run, and it's a directive that comes from the pedo-run federal government. This country's in deep trouble. This world's in deep trouble. But it's so horrifying and so evil, people come face-to-face with it, and we can't admit it. Let's talk to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Retired military wants to give us your take on Ukraine. Thank you for calling.
Well, Ukraine is a big incident, certainly. But as the as you've brought up many times, they do one thing and distract you from something else. I swore that oath to the Constitution, and they're looking. And I would really like all the shows, especially shortwave and everything, to watch constantly the assault on the Constitution. They are looking. They have the number of states on board right now for a constitutional convention, which would put the entire Constitution up for revision.
And you've got the former Supreme Court Justice last week saying time to get rid of it. It's outdated. Well, what part is outdated? The First Amendment, free speech? What, the right of privacy? The Fourth? States' rights? I mean, what's so bad in this Constitution that they're pushing a con-con? And I get conservatives or libertarians using a con-con to try to reverse a bunch of bad stuff, but we already have the Constitution to block it. We're just not enforcing it.
I just want to keep this in front of your listeners that are very well educated and alert. Do not let this proceed, because what's going to happen is we're going to, all these things that the Bundys are using, the states' rights, the 10th Amendment, the 2nd Amendment, all the really important things here, they're all important. That's my point. And you're going to get a bunch of flaky people out there. They're going to start telling you that this Constitution is, you know, a living document. No, it's carved in stone, just like the scriptures. That's where it is for me. And I just want to put that out there and let everybody hear this one more time, because with all these things distracting us, let's not let the prize, the gem that we have, be compromised in any way.
Sure, you're paraphrasing Thomas Jefferson. Let no one approach the precious jewel of liberty, our Constitution, Bill of Rights. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. Bob, we're going to go to break, come back with Bob, Xander, Kathleen, and Bob. I pushed our guests back 6, 7, 8 minutes so I can try to take more of your calls, then we'll continue with your calls if I don't get to you. But the Constitution is biblical. The Bill of Rights is biblical, not because it's biblical, but because it's based on biblical ideas. And the Ninth Amendment points out that the rights come from the people are the boss, and the government cannot do anything to invent a tyranny upon the people. It's a restatement of the Declaration of Independence. And so, yes, the Tenth and Ninth Amendment point out that it's prima facie rights from the people. The system says no, authority flows from the government, and that's who oversees control of it. No, the people are the final check and balance. They are the first and the last defenders of liberty. And any organic view can tell you that this is an illegitimate occupational government filled with collaborators.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on the kids on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or your business income reduction is keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. And my name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that. And personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-493-4653 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-493-4653 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-493-4653. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-493-4653.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
His name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
The folks from HomelandSecurityUS.com, private investigator and a police advisor, Doug Hagman, done a lot of great work. He'll be joining us with his son. They host a popular online TV show every day. We're going to be talking to them about their intel on what's happening, the move against the American people, attempts to start a civil war. We're into this incredible report that's published in the Daily Mail on our own government openly arming Al-Qaeda. That is all coming up with our guest. Also, there's a story up on CNBC. It's in the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. We're going to post it on InfoWars.com. And it's titled, The Growing Perils of a Cashless Future. CNBC tells you, oh, it's so horrible. It allows all your data to be stolen. That's the point. Keep using cash. Don't let them get rid of it. So many Fortune 500s, when I do shop with them, and I'm out of town and have to or whatever, they're so rude when you give them a $50 bill. When your buy is like $35, they go, got any smaller change? We really don't like taking cash here. They want to track everything, folks, so they can tax and control it. So that's coming up. I want to run through your calls real quick right now before we go to our guest. Bob worked in defense, wants to talk about Ukraine and that escalation. What's your take on it?
Well, first of all, I've worked in defense for many years and met with, you know, I've been with military generals and presidents, current and retired. And what you see here, it's fairly simple, cut and dry. It's very, very simple. If you look at the situation here, if you go back to your Agenda 21, the depopulation program, this is all part of depopulation, first of all. Number one, these wars are scripted. Okay, before all these wars broke out, both President Putin and President Obama met in a room and they're shaking hands, hugging, kissing, literally, before this happened. It's a big ruse. U.S. made an agreement for NATO forces and special forces from America to destabilize the region by shooting people and then have us go in as a bad cop, and then the good cop comes in, the Russians come in to save the day. We made deals with through our sleepers.
I agree with you that that's been done in the past, and that then, like, the secret deal between Hitler and Stalin to divide Poland, which is now on record and was on record after World War II, that happened, and that is the pattern of history. But what do you say about Georgia then? What do you say about the attempts by NATO to destabilize Russia itself and overthrow Putin?
Well, yeah, they're at the very beginning, what we had cold wars and medium hot wars, and for just certain, we were playing games of technological moving. The thing is, there's this code name called Code of Death. I mean, not Code of Death. It's called Game of Death, where, in fact, Russia, we're monitoring Russia and their secret moving of atomic weapons. Basically, it's a chessboard. They're using these pawns, as they call them, moving atomic weapons in other countries, basically. I can't really say the countries, but the countries that we've been invading.
Sure, you're talking about secret caches of weapons to be used by sleeper cells.
That too, and basically it's used for, in our national defense structure, what we have is we have a countdown timer as defense retaliatory offenses. It's called secondaries, second timings. It's Russia's, say Russia has us on our clock, is they have us on 13 minutes and hit us, and then we have we beat them by a minute, okay? Russia's been secretly placing atomic weapons hidden in other countries to hit us first, to be able to get us to strike first. That's what Georgia was about. They were moving in nuclear weapons in certain areas that threatened us, like we have nuclear weapons. We have weapons in Israel and all over places. So it's basically moving atomic weapons in to see who could strike who first to keep people in check. But what's going on right now is agreement between the U.S. government and the Russian government in order to destabilize these certain regions to keep this game of death, shut down this game of death that's been going on for a long time.
So, well, you should write an article about it under a nom de plume. Send it to us. We'll look into it. That all sounds accurate. It's one level where they have fake diplomacy and then kind of wink, wink, we'll allow this deal. That's what Saddam Hussein was told on video by U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie. He'd been told wink, wink, attack this country, wink, wink, attack Iran. He was told, okay, you owe us $35 billion. Stop overpumping. You know, and lowering the price of oil, we'll let you take Kuwait. And he said, I'm going to invade then. And she goes, we will not get involved in their Arab affairs. He smiled and said, thank you, and invaded Kuwait 2 weeks later. I mean, he worked for the CIA. They set him up. So the problem is they could be telling Russia that and telling Iran that, because I know there's double dealing going on, like Iran-Contra. You're absolutely right. It's just at the end of the day, it's not for the American people's interest. It's dangerous. It will bankrupt us, and I'm against it. Do you agree with that, Bob, or do you think that statement's incorrect?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, there's a group of individuals trying to actually globally crush the global economy right now. And it's sort of ironic that last year, to the date, I was on your show on April 26th, the 2nd of last year, and I stated the events that were going to take place. I said each president has their own paperwork that's handed to them with what they're supposed to do. And they're basically supposed to shut down our shut down petroleum, then shut down the power grid. And then I said on your show before this happened, I said they're going to attack the farms and then we're going to fight back. And what happened in Nevada there?
Well, no, I mean, that's Agenda 21, and that's the Rural Affairs Commission that the Pentagon's over in Northcom, run by Obama. The executive order he signed last year is to shut down the farms and ranches in America to make us dependent, and they're doing it. And they're getting savage in their attacks. The American people have to realize this is not our government. This is a foreign corporate occupational system. I appreciate your call, Bob. We're going to go to Kalen, Bob, Xander, Joe, and others with our guest coming up. If you want to hold callers, if you want to get off the line, I understand we'll open the phones up for other people. But we're joined for the balance of the hour by Doug Hagman, who's been a frequent guest, and Joe Hagman, who works with him, his son, who's never been on the show before, if I remember correctly, HomelandSecurityUS.com. And he's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, CEO of multi-state licensed private investigative agency, serving Fortune 500 clients. He's a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and works with has worked with DHS and FBI and has given us a lot of good information, frequent guests on a lot of big shows, and has his own show. You can find out more at his website, writes for Canadian Free Press, Infowars.com, you name it. So, Mr. Hagman and Mr. Hagman, good to have you both on. What do you want to tackle first? I want to get into Russia. I want to get into the latest info you've got on the public rollout declaring that gun owners and conservatives, libertarians, are the new mission. That's now official. And I want to get into this new report put out by more than 50 former CIA and other folks saying that, indeed, Benghazi was a weapons transfer to al-Qaeda and that our government's, quote, switched sides to fully work with al-Qaeda publicly. I'm now seeing articles in CNN, AP, about how good al-Qaeda is, and we should have been nice to them all along, and they're really going to help us, and they're good guys now. I mean, this is how dumb the globalists think we are. So, guys, good to have you on with us.
Alex, thanks so much for inviting us back, or inviting me back. And of course, it's my son Joe. We work together. Thanks for having us. But Benghazi, I think, is the key issue here because it does relate to Russia. We've got a lot of information on that.
Yeah, my father here has been on top of the Benghazi situation since this happened on September 11, 2012, and has been calling it for what it was, you know, a gun-running operation to help al-Qaeda fighters. The U.S. backing al-Qaeda, and now they've, you know, have come out and done so. And
why are you an American? I mean, isn't fighting for al-Qaeda the American way now? Wouldn't John Wayne support them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it seems that way. Alex, if I remember correctly, right after I issued my initial report about Benghazi, if you're on your show, you invited me on your show, and we talked about this very issue. Everything that we talked about in your show back in, I don't know, late 2012 has come out in this investigative report. The fact that this seditious, treasonous activity, the fact that we bankrolled the weapons, we bankrolled over $500 million of weapons and also leveraged those weapons to really $1 billion, maybe even $5 or $10 billion that went to Syria to fight in Syria. Alex, this is the most seditious and treasonous criminal act, violation of international law. People have really got to understand the depth of this not scandal, but crime.
For me, this kind of stuff's gone on for a long time behind the scenes. Now they don't even care and do it nakedly. Why are they so arrogant?
Well, it'd be because no one's questioning them. And Joe and I talk about this all the time on our show. No one is questioning this. The media is compromised. I mean, who in the media, aside from you and the new media, the alternative media, has even questioned
them? Only UK News and Drudge is linked to it right now. That's it.
Exactly.
They listed the alternative media as the Department of Homeland Security in their 2009 extremist lexicon listed the alternative media as a possible domestic extremist.
Exactly.
Anything that differs from the mainstream media that's promoted in the major six networks.
That's right. We're going to go to break here in a moment. I want to come back and I guess get into this report first. Then I want to get your take on Ukraine. I want to get your take on the open rollout. I mean, what's it like, both Hagmans briefly, to see everything we've talked about now just open, just mainline?
Oh, it's incredible. We talk about this all the time. I mean, it's like living in the Twilight. Alex, you called it long ago. Others called it long ago.
It's not surprising to me because I've been listening to you for 7, 8 years and listening to my dad. And before we even got into this, seeing it roll out, and I was just understanding and seeing what research has been accomplished coming to fruition.
Why are the elite so confident? I mean, I guess they don't control the media. The alternative media is bigger than the dinosaur now. I guess they're in make-believe land?
Neurolinguistic programming. Resistance is futile. They want you to believe that you can't defeat City Hall. You've talked about it. Of course, that's why they're so confident.
Absolutely.
It's a confidence game. Let's come back, because we're calling them on their fraud. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, we're going to break it all down. I'm Alex Jones, and we are talking to two very informed gentlemen that have a lot of inside intel.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
You know about Emergency Essentials' lowest price promise, but have you heard about the one-day deals? You can save up to 70%. One-day deal emails go out every Thursday, so sign up at BePrepared.com. Or all month long, save 47% on ASAP Silver Solution, 36% on the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, or 57% on freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You know, I'm going to ask the Hagmans about the pedophile networks that seem to be running the planet. You look at all the sexualization of children. You look at the attacks on children. Look at the media. It's when you understand it's a pedophile network. I covered that last hour with the John Bound special report. I'm just throwing that out now so the Hagmans don't forget to give me their take on that. That's a question I've never asked them. And the reason I like having the Hagmans on is that they really do have a lot of great sources. They've given us a lot of intel that turned out to actually be accurate or came true. So I want to get their take on what does it signify that the Daily Mail's reporting, quote, Benghazi attack could have been prevented if U.S. hadn't switched sides in the war on terror and allowed 500 million of weapons to reach al-Qaeda militants, reveals the damning report. And again, we got Doug and Joe Hagman on, both private investigators. A Citizens Commission on Benghazi, a self-selected group of former top military officers, CIA insiders, think tankers, declared last night in Washington at the press club that a seven-month review of the deadly 2012 terrorist attack has determined that it could have been prevented, well, yeah, they ran it, if the U.S. hadn't been helping to arm al-Qaeda militants through Libya a year earlier. And they go over to say our government's, quote, switched sides and openly working with al-Qaeda. Now, again, we already know this, but to have this at the press club, to have this on Drudge, to have the American people and Senator Paul say we're not on the side of al-Qaeda, we're not their Air Force, Senator Cruz said that as well, it really, now that this is being openly debated, I remember 4 years ago, Bilderberg was throwing fits internally, back when Tucker was still alive and we had contacts, we still have some, but they're on the outside, that they brought this up at Bilderberg, the fact that we were exposing that the West runs al-Qaeda. So, gentlemen, break down how big this report is.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you, it's everything. This report that was released by the Citizens Committee on Benghazi, there's nothing to this report that we have not already talked about, exposed. There's nothing that they really added to this report. It just confirms what we've talked about. But here's how big this is, and people really need to understand this. Gaddafi was cooperating. Now, Gaddafi was not a great guy, but he was cooperating with us, with our intelligence agencies. And this whole thing with Benghazi was intelligence backed, Western intelligence backed. It was it was part of this planned American Spring. People think American Spring was not planned. It was planned. But we took Spring.
That's now admitted by Bilderberg and Google at the hotel in Watford.
Right, exactly. So the bottom line on this, really quick here, is the fact that Stevens came in like on the bow of the Titanic, you know, with 100 or so assets, with CIA assets and operatives and that type of thing, into Libya, while Gaddafi was still alive, thinking that, in fact, that we could be very well cooperating with them. Our intelligence agencies armed the very people that took him out. He was taken out. The whole process was to arm the Syrian anti-Assad rebels. We talked about this on your show right after it happened. To arm the anti-Assad Syrian rebels, including, by the way, with chemical weapons. And, of course, what happened was the Turkish ambassador was notified by the Russians. The Russians notified Turkish ambassador. They said, hey, wait a minute. You guys are trading with chemical weapons and munitions and such on our soil or on our border here. You got to stop that. You got to tell Stevens, you got to tell the Americans to stop that. So the Turkish ambassador came to Benghazi to meet at the CIA compound. It never a consulate. It was an embassy. It was a CIA compound, operations center, the biggest one in North Africa. And told him, look, you guys, the Russians have satellite overheads. Stop what you're doing. All of these weapons coming into Libya. It's like the homie, Michael Reagan said this in his report, the Ho Chi Minh Trail across northern Africa, in building on a kernel of truth that appeared in American Thinker. Exactly as it happened. And of course, Gaddafi was taken out before that, but the bottom line is, we are arming the Syrian rebels. Think of Bay of Pigs.
Al-Qaeda now runs Libya. It's running Syria. They destabilized the whole region in order to try to reorganize it under this order out of chaos.
Absolutely.
And they've done a fantastic job.
That's right. They need them there so they can take our liberty.
Exactly. Exactly. And Ukraine, you mentioned Ukraine. What's going on in Ukraine? If people don't think that Putin knew exactly what was going on in Libya, of course he knew exactly what was going on. And that's why Benghazi happened. But his response, of course, was Benghazi. We opened up another front against Syria, by the way. Another front has been opened with ISIS. And that name, Alex, ISIS, the Islamic Society of ISIS, the terrorist group ISIS. People, obviously, you know the significance of ISIS, the name, and the Illuminati. But that said, another front in Syria was open. And of course, now Putin is reacting to what's going on in Syria. So this is a game at multiple levels between the Americans, the Russians, the West, and the Russians. But at the end of all of this, and people have to remember this, it's all orchestrated by the globalists, by the Illuminati.
That's right. Stay there, both of you. One long segment, I'll give you the floor. We're going to talk about where this goes from here now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog.
All right, let's go back to Doug and Joe Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, Homeland Security, US.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. I know we've got Kalen, and we've got Xander, and we've got Melvin, and Pam, and Joe, and others holding. I will get to your calls. Okay, but I want to, you know, try to get back to these guys because your topics are on topics. You can ask questions to them or make your statements. But when we do go to your calls, we'll try to move through them quickly. Looking at this whole grand chessboard, and they admit it's a proxy war, Brzezinski does, against Russia. China now challenges Obama's Asia pivot with rapid military buildup. The conflict with China and Russia is real at one level. But as you were saying, at another, There are Illuminati, globalist, chaos agents, Spectre agents, Hydra agents. You can call them whatever you want. You see that out there in the culture. The Illuminati is telling you how they really run things. Evil agents within the systems playing countries off against each other, creating crises, creating wars, creating evil trades in the slave trade of children, you name it. And then using the crises they create to set up police states to take our liberties, just like the drug war. Where is it going next from your intel? And as this huge awakening happens, and as the military does the right thing, and the police do the right thing, and come out with all this data, and as our military says no to an attack on Syria, and as the chemical attacks get exposed as being launched by Saudi Arabia and the globalists, everything they're doing is blowing up in their face. So what are they doing, doubling down Ukraine? What's the higher level to this? I want to get Joe Hagman's take on this as well as Doug's. But, Doug, first, break down your take on what I just said.
Yeah, first of all, and I think it's important to note that if anyone ever questions the fact that, you know, we've had deep insider sources, I think this bears out our information, the Benghazi report. Now, having said that, what happens next, according to the very same sources that provided us the information about Benghazi and what really happened there, here's the deal, Alex, and both of us had researched this and believed this to be true based on what our sources said and our own research. The actual intent here is to take down the U.S. dollar. I mean, they are going to kill the dollar. And I've written about that, Alex. We've talked about it. Joe's written about it.
You wrote about that 6 months ago. Now Soros is saying Ukraine will kill the dollar, and he's betting against it.
Exactly. And that's the ultimate game, because, you know, what's the dollar backed by? It's not backed by gold, silver. It's backed by the promise of the free flow of energy from the West. It's our military. That's what it's backed by.
It's and, our land.
Well, that's true. It's collateralized by our land. And this also connects to the Bundys, to the Bundy land grab, too. Joe had done a lot of research on covering the fact that, you know, China is involved in this as well, the collateralization. But the bottom line, to answer your specific question, is they're going to take down the United States dollar. That's the ultimate objective.
Yeah, and they want to do so in order to bring a complete destruction and lack of any type of authority, so that people are begging for the authority to be brought back in, to be have order restored, so they can set up their endgame system, which is the, you know, the microchipping, the electronic health information data, electronic currency, medical records, everything on one chip, as you know, many of your guests have come on and talked about. This is the end game. Total control of all your resources, your habits, monitoring everything you do with one specific piece of technology.
Well, they admit that in Europe they want to collapse Europe, the big central banks do, and then have a Marshall Plan to fix it, and Ukraine's the cover for that. But separately, they want to force Europe to buy U.S. gas, which would prop up the dollar. How does that fit in? Because that contradicts the move. Like, on one hand, they're trying to kill the dollar with QE Unlimited, but on the other hand, they're trying to prop it up. What's happening there?
Well, think of it this way, Alex. Think of it as being the United States being the Titanic, or the U.S. dollar being the Titanic. They want the entire ship filled to capacity and few lifeboats, no lifeboats. And they're going to send the Titanic out. So what they're doing right now is they're attempting to get as many people on board this
stock market.
Yeah, exactly. Let's bring them in. We're not done plundering you yet. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a big game. So the more that come in at the end, the more money that they can plunder, the more wealth that they can take over. And that's the problem.
That's why Cloward and Piven, their admitted plan, bankrupt us to socialize us and to condition us. That's why they're running around like gremlins, like a pack of 85 trillion gremlins, shutting down and butchering every business they can, every farm, every ranch, every factory, every power plant. They are just shutting everything down. Obamacare is meant to bankrupt all the small businesses, cut people down to 20 hours, death panels, absolutely, while they buy armored vehicles, tanks, weapons, and prepare for war with the veterans they know aren't going to go along with us.
Homeland Security just purchased another 25 million shotgun rounds. You got the post office buying bullets. All these governmental agencies are buying ammunition and stockpiling them. For what? They obviously know that there's a purpose behind it. They're not doing it to drive up the price of ammunition. So we have to look at the deeper issue and see, why are they doing this?
Well, yeah,
it's either for planning on using them against people, invaders, or American people.
Your dad said 2 years ago on the show, 2012, that your Homeland Security source said they would turn on the race war. And that they really did that since then. It's very clear they're doing it. What else should we look for, according to your own research and sources? Because you've got, I know, some of the same sources we do. How are things going for the globalists right now, though? Because they are being exposed.
Well, one of the biggest setbacks for the globalists was the exposure of what happened in Benghazi. They didn't win in Syria. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't stop trying. They're still trying in Syria. And, of course, that opened up Ukraine. What they're doing is they're setting us up here for to answer your question, they're trying again in Syria. They are now opening up different fronts as the Ukraine. They are going after the dollar, but they've been kind of pushed back. You know, we made a difference, Alex. You made a difference. Your exposure to Benghazi, our exposure to Benghazi, we made a difference in Syria. And I think we still need to keep the pressure on the line and keep pushing.
Absolutely.
And keep informing, because we can expose these people. And they don't, I mean, they're like cockroaches, as you pointed out before. They don't like the light. If we shine the light on them, I'm going to tell you, we can win some battles, of course. Ultimately,
they're never going to stop pushing for their overall agenda, but what we can do is always buy time, and time can be a precious commodity, especially when we're so seeming to be so short on it and things seem so dire. All the time we can get more people to understand what's going on, more people can be prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, and that's what we need in order to prepare for what's coming.
I agree, to recognize the threat and who it is. Is Putin double dealing with the globalists? They're now threatening to grab his Swiss bank accounts, they're saying. I don't know if that story is a propaganda story in and of itself, implying he has all these Swiss bank accounts to create internal problems for him. But who is Putin, and what is Russia, in your view, in the overall chessboard versus China?
Well, I'll tell you, we were just talking about this yesterday. My view, real quick, and then I'll turn to Joe, is this. Putin is in partnership with Obama at a higher level. Of course, at the lower level, we're seeing the circus play out. And, of course, Putin, don't forget, is a billionaire based on his oil holdings. So whatever he has, certainly he's in good shape. And he's KGB and will always be KGB. So we have to remember that. The bigger question, I think, is who is Obama?
And I believe all these leaders are just basic puppet talking heads. Well, each country, these elitists have no allegiance to any country whatsoever. They use the countries as chess pieces on a chessboard, as you said, the grand chessboard. And what they're going to do is use Russia, they're going to use China, they're going to use whatever nations they can to destroy and destabilize America. They're going to destabilize Russia and China eventually, as they want to bring in this one world order that is their stated goal and has been their stated goal.
How do we get their admitted philosophy of playing all the sides off against each other, where they sit on top of us? How do we get that across to the police and military? Because enter the domestic operation. It's been clear for at least 15, 20 years they've been scripting civil war. Obama's been scripted as the new Lincoln. I don't think that's going to fly. Who will, crush the evil racist states. None of that's working anymore. But it doesn't matter. They're still deploying the armored vehicles, the high-tech surveillance. Now all the manuals come out on a weekly basis, not a monthly, where they're training to crush the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners. I mean, I hope the military and police know, even though they can certainly fight hard, they couldn't defeat the Iraqis, who were going to be nothing compared to the veterans of this country. I've looked at it from every angle. I've war-gamed it. If 1% of the American people that are gun owners, of, say, 170 million, fight back, and most of those are veterans, that's 1.7 million combatants. If you kill one government operative, that wipes them all out. Military, police, everyone basically dead. I mean, it's easy. It's like moose hunting. You'd have to have a lottery you couldn't even find someone to kill if you wanted to, if people actually go out and start killing. I don't want that to happen, because the globalists want us to wipe them out. It's public under the I-4 and under the NLE-09 through NLE-14, which they classified this year, but we still got some of it. They openly are ready to then pour in foreign troops. I mean, I hear the old-timers, military men, go, they're planning to use Chinese troops. Like, oh, shut up. And they actually talk about using Chinese troops to, quote, secure their national debt. So how do we stop the Civil War? Because, I mean, or are we all just going to, like, idiots march out and kill each other?
Well, unfortunately, the biggest question I have is what you asked there in the beginning is how do we bridge the gap between helping people understand who are politically ignorant right now and ignorant of what's going on? How do we bridge the gap to help these people understand what is going on? And, you know, there seems to be a few different types of people, some that take to it slowly, some that don't want to hear it, and some that will never understand it until there's that boot that kicks down their door.
Exactly. So, and Alex, right before showtime, if I could just slip this in, a very important piece of information I got. There's a gentleman by the name, and I can verify this, and I've gotten the authority approval to use his name. At the Bundy Ranch, a gentleman by the name of Jerry DeLimas is there. They and I'm not sure, we didn't catch the first part of your show. We were in transit to the studio, but the fact of the matter is, information we have is that there is some sort of activity, perhaps some sort of service of legal process to be done against the Clive and Bundy and his family, members of his family. Jerry DeLimas wants, who's at the ranch right now, wants people to know that they will not obstruct in any way, shape, or form, or in any way put up any force against any law enforcement officers who are right now or in the future intending to serve any lawful or legal service of process or warrant or whatever. They will cooperate. There's a propaganda war going on here, and the government is saying, look, you know, these patriots out there with guns, they're going to shoot you if you go.
That's right. They're using the loaded sovereign citizen term. Nothing against sovereign citizens, but it's a Southern Poverty Law Center term to say that they're going to kill any Fed they see when it was the Feds pointing the guns, not them. They've said, we will take the process. Are you getting that they could false flag the servers?
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what's being set up here. This is as much of an info war, propaganda war, as anything else. We are the Second Amendment constitutionalists. Gun-toting, Bible-carrying people. We are being set up for the demonization. Look what you did. Look what you...
Oh, no, I undoubtedly know that they can spin this against us if it goes sideways, and that's why Glenn Beck is now saying it has nothing to do with it. My deal is they're pointing guns, they're attacking people with dogs, they're out of control. How can you put down people with their guns, with them at their sides, marching towards the feds? You have to say these are honorable people. At the same time, I don't want this to go physical, and I'm on record saying that. But I think Reed and them have a big problem, too, because if they do try to stage something, it's not going to go the way they want. I mean, I think the globalists, do you think the globalists are ready for the Civil War to start? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I think is the globalists have all their pieces in place, and they've had them in place for a while, from what I can tell. And if they wanted to start something, if they wanted to actually start the Civil War, they could have did it, you know, 5 years ago, but they haven't. So the question is, why haven't they started to implement their hardcore plans if they can? There is still something that they're waiting for. Is there still something they need? What is it that is holding them up or what is stopping them?
Well, I think it's us. I think it's the fact that the alternative real new media knows their game plan. And just like the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman went to Obama the night before the attack on Syria, that's been confirmed and said the military will not stand for this. I think the military and police, in fact, I know the military, my gosh, it's like 90% now are awake that I talk to, are totally aware of everything. I mean, they live in this. They're not stupid. What's your take on that, Doug?
Well, look, I think that the penetration, the information penetration, is getting out there. I think that we are making a difference, Alex. Thank you for making a difference. I think it's so important. But the bottom line here, you asked a question just earlier. What are they waiting for? Or you know what could happen next? Let me go back to that taking down of the dollar, because once that happens, what will happen here? There's going to be chaos. There's going to be... Look what happened to Walmart. You pointed out.
They don't want to take the blame for the collapse. They'll start a civil war right as that happens, blaming the collapse of the Civil War.
Exactly. It wasn't us, you know, and that's the whole thing. Gee whiz, it just had to happen. It certainly wasn't us. We didn't want this, but that's what they're counting on. They're counting on people to believe.
You know what this is like, Doug? this is like a car wreck. Have you ever been in a car wreck and things go into slow motion? It's like you can't believe a car just ran a red light and is about to T-bone you. And then it hits, and you're in slow motion, and you feel your, you know, leg breaking or whatever, your head slamming into the windshield. I can't believe it's this crazy, and history's about to repeat. There's got to be a way to stop this.
One thing we can do to mitigate and to help ourselves is to help each other and to reach out to our neighbors, to our families. Yeah. And even if they don't believe us or think you're crazy, however the relationship is, just say, look, you know, if things go bad, this is the way it is. Get extra food, extra preparations. Be in a position to help people and bring them together so you can fight towards this.
And then meanwhile, Homeland Security saying if you got food or guns, you're a terrorist. They're actually, we have that article on Infowars.com. They're literally going to come to our houses and start stuff with us because we're not in the food lines, forcing us into combat with their people.
Exactly. And, you know, people listening to this right now might think, well, geez, we know all of this. Well, you know, in a lot of ways, yeah, but you need to reinforce it as well, because the more that we talk about this, the more that this information gets out, the more that we expose, and we've talked to our sources. We've had meetings with our sources in Florida and D.C. here in the last 6 months. The more that this gets out, the better chances we will have for survival. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, folks, this is life and death. This is so real. We're going to do this segment, segment Overdrive, to take your calls straight ahead, folks. Stay there. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Spread the word now. Make hay while the sun shines.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
All right, we're back in this segment and the next, going right to your phone calls. This hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great, high-quality, storable foods. My choice for myself and my family. They've got organic. It's all organic. They've also got, as I said, great customer service. 866, put that up on screen, 229-0927, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Also, if you look at drudgereport.com, there's a CBS News article out of Las Vegas. Reed says something will happen to stop Nevada rancher Clive Bundy. How cryptic, but most of the comments are calling Reed a traitor and pointing out that he indeed is in business with the communist Chinese to take over the whole area. Let's go ahead and go to the phone calls for our guests, Doug and Joe Hagman. And let's talk to Kaylin in Florida. Go ahead, you're on the air. What's your take on this whole situation?
Hey, Alex, Doug and Joe, long-time listener, first-time caller. My name's Kaylin Press. I ran for U.S. Congress in 2012 as a libertarian to try and restore the values that made America great, and those values are now all but gone. Your guest, I believe it was Doug, mentioned demonization. Just look at what they're doing to the troops themselves. If you look at, for example, the Free Cody Fresh campaign on Facebook and Twitter, I can give you a link to it at the end. My brother, Cody Frett, and thousands or maybe even tens of thousands of other veterans like him are currently being persecuted by the Army. It's been reported in the Army Times and elsewhere. These guys served honorably in the front lines in Afghanistan, war at point-blank range. They came back, most of them, with PTSD and TBI.
So they're being totally immunized. That's why we hired Sergeant Joe Biggs. He's now a reporter here full-time in Austin. He's a great reporter, has a lot of courage, and you know is also a veteran, and, of course, helped expose the murder of the Rolling Stone writer, his good friend, Mr. Hastings. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We got to move quick. What is your take on the open demonization of the veterans? I mean, that ought to show everybody that works for the system how much these globalist cowards hate the people that have actually helped build their empire.
Well, research Joe has just done, just completed this week. Look, they're making the military. First of all, they're taking away a lot of the troops. We have to ask why. They're cutting back on the troops. They're cutting. Obviously, you reported,
but not on the wasteful jets and stuff. They're just getting rid of the troops. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the Pentagon announces they're going to robots. But go ahead.
But yeah, there's that transhumanist aspect to this that you talked about as well. But it's interesting because now we are wussifying, I don't know what other word to use, the military with these with the homosexual militant radical agenda against the military or in with the military. So what has happened over the last 10 years? The things you found were just absolutely astounded me with respect to what they're doing to our military in terms of defanging our abilities. At least their combat abilities.
And not only with the Army and the Marines having suicides at all-time highs, you have now special forces that's come out having suicides at all-time highs.
That's right.
And the way that over 50,000 veterans are homeless here in this country.
It's incredible. The globalists are strip-mining the country. They're using us like a toilet. Xander in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to relay a little African proverb to you in regards to Ukraine. The proverb goes that when two elephants fight, it's the grass that's trampled. And I think that's what's in store for Ukraine-U.S.
That's right. More wars, more conflicts, not good. We want Ukrainian for the Ukrainians. Get out Russia, get out NATO. But NATO grabbed 90% of the country and acts like Russia started it. That's why it's a fraud.
The shadow of history casts a long, or the history casts a long shadow into the future, and I think we have to keep that in mind. I think we have to look back.
No, I agree. That was a great point by the caller. Anything else, Sander?
Well, your guest was talking about something to kind of help this situation, and Thoreau said that it's not what you look at that matters; it's what you see. I think a lot of the brainwashed masses. They have seen the problem. I mean, they've looked at the problem, but they really don't see it for what it is. You know, they
well tell us the problem. Don't hang up. We're back in 60 seconds with our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI
saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.